many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewa Chong. Our text for reflection is Numbers 14, verses 26 to 38. Numbers 14, 26 to 38. Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "How long must I put up with this wicked community and its complaints about me? Yes, I have heard the complaints the Israelites are making against me. Now tell them this, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very things I heard you say. You will all drop dead in this wilderness. Because you complained against me, every one of you who is 20 years old or older and was included in the registration will die. You will not enter and occupy the land I swore to give you. The only exceptions will be Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. You said your children would be carried off as plunder. Well, I will bring them safely into the land, and they will enjoy what you have despised. But as for you, you will drop dead in this wilderness. And your children will be like shepherds, wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. In this way they will pay for your faithlessness until the last of you lies dead in the wilderness. Because your men explored the land for 40 days, you must wander in the wilderness for 40 years, a year for each day, suffering the consequences of your sins. Then you will discover what it is like to have me for an enemy. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will certainly do these things to every member of the community who has conspired against me. They will be destroyed here in this wilderness, and here they will die." The 10 men Moses had sent to explore the land, the ones who incited rebellion against the Lord with a bad report, were struck dead with a plague before the Lord. Of the 12 who had explored the land, only Joshua and Caleb remained alive. My theme for reflection is lessons from the wilderness. Lessons from the wilderness. The account from Numbers 14, 26 to 38 serves as a poignant narrative on the interplay of faith, obedience, and the sobering realities of their opposites. As the Israelites journeyed from Egypt towards the Promised Land, their path was marred by a pivotal crisis of faith, a moment that significantly altered their destiny. This passage highlights how God responds to disbelief and disobedience with a dual approach, exacting justice while extending mercy. The Israelites' lack of faith, evidenced by their complaints following the spies' report, showcases a troubling pattern of ingratitude and distrust towards God, despite his ongoing providence and protection. This episode led to severe repercussions. Only Caleb and Joshua, who demonstrated steadfast faith, were spared the sentence that barred their generation from entering the Promised Land. This outcome embodies the scriptural warning from Galatians 6, verse 7. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap." It illustrates the tangible consequences that can follow when we disregard divine injunctions and promises. However, in the midst of judgment, there emerges a redemptive promise. God vows to bring the next generation, a generation hopefully untarnished by their parents' skepticism, safely into the land they had scorned. This aspect of the narrative not only underscores God's mercy, but also reaffirms his unyielding fidelity to his covenants. It teaches us about the depth of God's character. Though he is just, he remains a redeemer and a restorer committed to his word even when his people fail. My dear friends, the concept of the Israelites' 40-year journey in the wilderness can be paralleled to personal challenges or extended periods of difficulty in our lives. These wilderness experiences, although tough, are often times of significant personal growth and character development. We can reflect on how our own challenges have served to refine our values, strengthen our resolve, and prepare us for future opportunities. Embracing these periods as necessary for growth can transform personal outlooks and outcomes. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways might you be facing your own wilderness today, and how can you use this time to deepen your trust in God's promises? Number two, how can the examples of Caleb and Joshua inspire you to stand firm in your faith when confronted with doubt, either internally or from others? Heavenly Father, grant us the courage and wisdom of Caleb and Joshua to trust steadfastly in your promises. Help us to learn from the past failures and triumphs of those who walked before us. May we face our personal wildernesses with a spirit of perseverance and faithfulness, knowing that you are refining us for greater purposes. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.